My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, we'll walk you to pregame at 5:40. We got a lot to discuss. We've talked Tigers primarily all day. If you want Red Wings, odyssey.com rewind. We gave you a little taste of that at 4. So, look, I had Tigers in 4. I'm not trying to run a game on you guys. I had you beating Houston. I'm not being negative. But I woke up and I didn't feel great about tonight. It just, the way yesterday played out has a lot to do with it. It's not that I wasn't confident you were going to win, but I do look at 20 straight innings of shutout baseball and I go, really? Is that going to continue? Is Cleveland really going to go out with a whimper like this? They were getting guys on base. They just weren't cashing in. You're tempting fate. Like when your strand rate is 99%, you're kind of asking for it. It's like a batting average on balls in play. And when that's way out of line, it's going to come and get you. I didn't love the way Bibee pitched in game one. I thought that was a B-minus performance from him. He still, look, he got a ton of run support, and you didn't score. He didn't pitch that well. He only went 4 2/3. I wonder if he bounces back. And I just look at it, and it's, again, guys like Jose Ramirez being 0 for a million. I get nervous about a team in a closeout game. Remember Houston. You damn near blew that game. But lo and behold, a line drive that could have tied the damn game went right to somebody. Sound familiar? Oh, wait, that was like yesterday. I worry. And I go, geez, man, it's all going so well. Even a dumbass like me who could say Tigers in 4 is going to end up being right. Mm-hmm. Like, they're really just going to easy breezy them out. So I wondered if anyone's nerves had gotten the best of them today. Not that you're being negative about your team. It's that you're nervous. That it's gone so well and it's been such a dream state that, yes, in a way, it's almost like, can it really be this easy? That's where I'm at, where I'm nervous about tonight. Now, Rico's in a different place. I mean, he is basically, it's Oprah handing out cars.
No, you said
if they win tonight, they're going to the World Series.
They win tonight, you don't have to pitch Skubal. He get rest. And now you're going to have him in 2 of the first 5 games in the ALCS. That's the case. I'm changing the expectation. This stops being fun. This is about World Series. You win tonight, you're going to World Series. Because I do believe in the magic of Skubal. I do believe that he will keep dominating the way that he's dominating, which then means that AJ has to come out there with the chaos for 2 more games against either the Yankees or the Royals, and they will be enough to catapult you to the World Series.
So, people, all of it's in play. I mean, whether it's your excitement level, Are your nerves starting to get the best of you knowing right here, right now, we're on the precipice going to the ALCS? And look, first, let me throw the number out. Not my first day in radio. 248-539-9797. I want to quote James Anthony Costa with something. He said this morning, and I think it's interesting. Now, also interesting is he has done the show with an erection every day this week. He needs to get it checked out. But second of all, it is, quote, I know this is real, but it doesn't feel real. It feels like we cut the line, didn't we? Close quote. Basically saying what we're watching is real. It doesn't feel real. It's largely inexplicable how it's happening. And the fact is, there hasn't been some linear rebuild. They sold at the deadline. They had a breakfast, AJ and Scott. It wasn't, we're hatching a caper. No, it was, how do we survive and not go 0-40 since I have one pitcher for you, AJ? Mm-hmm. What happens next is the greatest turnaround in MLB history since the 73 Mets to make the playoffs. It is real, but doesn't feel real. And he's like, I kind of feel like we missed out on the rebuild part.
No,
it just happened.
Actually, Mike, I think that's a very good example. I like what Costa said, because it does feel that. Because when you skip the line, you have a bunch of people behind you complaining, going, hey, where you going? Sorry. Or somebody kind of waves you through and says, you can come in. You people have to wait. Because you kind of saw the linear thing with the Lions where, okay, you just missed out. Yep. And you felt like, okay, this is sustainable. For the Tigers, I think a lot of Tigers fans know this isn't, but we're here right now.
They're not going to say that out loud, and right. I don't expect them to. I'm not mad at them. And no one wants to serve the poo-poo platter.
Right.
I don't know that anyone's ever ordered that from a Chinese restaurant, and we're not bringing it up here. Who's ever ordering something called a poo-poo platter?
Right. But
we're not doing that today. I'm making a point. You've nailed it. Yeah. This isn't sustainable. No. Everybody knows it. It's why I get worried, where I'm like, wait, I said Tigers in four. I didn't freak out after game one, even though I'm the alarmist New Yorker. No, I was confident going, we're fine. You're going to win with Scooble on the mound tonight. And I was confident yesterday. Yeah. It's just the nerves are there now where you're like, wait, are they really? Is it going to be this easy against the Guardians? They're just going to broom them out? They're just going to shut them out for 29 innings? Like, that. I admit there's a little bit more nerves. But again, I'm the same person with my own team tonight. I'm not confident about the Yankees.
Yeah, but see, I think you feel that way, Mike, because they haven't scored any runs. And you know, okay, at some point they will. If the Tigers have won 4-2 or 2-1, or you saw the Guardians scoring and getting hits, but you just outplayed them, it feels different.
There's truth in that.
But this kind of feels like, man, we are just so lucky. Can the luck continue for one more game?
After Josh Naylor ducked so a ball didn't hit him in the face on a ground ball, I'm going to go ahead and say luck is, you want to be lucky rather than good. Because let me tell you something, David Fry, he was good when he had 110-mile-an-hour line drive that should have cleared the bases. Cutscene, unlucky, Matt Vierling. You'd rather be lucky than good. Of the franchise, Matt Vierling.
You're right.
I forgot about that. How dare I? 248-539-9797. David, give me some of the ticket text. Get to the callers in a moment.
Mike, let's not use logic with this team. It's voodoo. Does it make sense? And it may never will. We will find out, and we will find a way to win.
You're probably right. And I have fought off even, first of all, again, not serving a poo-poo platter. And I have largely eschewed everything I know about baseball in order to watch this team. Because none of it adds up. Guys with 8 ERAs on the farm don't come up here and turn into Mariano Rivera. It doesn't happen. Now, yes, guys can have career alterations. You can take a failed starter and make him a bullpen arm, and it can work. The Yankees closer is one. I get that. But not 8 of them. Not using them every day.
Wait, so this isn't normal?
No. I walked right into that. Sorry. Well, you're really pleased with yourself there.
I am.
Okay, good. Go.
Thanksgiving.
Go ahead, David.
I think we just need to take a breath and focus on what is currently in front of us. Win tonight and it's over. We'll focus on the World Series once we get there.
Yeah, or game one of the ALCS.
I
can't go with Rico. He's on a different cruise liner. He's on that hedonism deal.
You know what?
I'm rooted in pragmatism.
I'm going to save you a seat, Mike. Don't worry about it.
I'm all set.
Well, Kevin in Brighton has a message for you, Rico. The idea of writing off the ALCS with a win tonight is pure madness. What got us here is asking the question, what do we have to do to win today? Just focus on today, and then we can talk about that tomorrow.
Or the flip side of that coin, everything that they've done has been pure madness. So why stop the madness? Embrace the madness. That's what I'm doing.
I'm with Mike on this one. I'm definitely nervous. I mean, I have confidence in the team because why not? I mean, at this point, they've done so much, but I am nervous about the game tonight.
You want the lineup for the Guardians?
Yeah.
Kwan leads off. They're going Manzardo again. Now, let's see if they don't lift him if they're one at bat. So they're going lefty-lefty to start.
Okay.
Ramirez third, Naylor fourth. So one righty in your top four. You go lefty, lefty, righty, lefty, Lane Thomas, Will Brennan. Now, Brennan was lifted before ever touching a baseball bat in that madness
that was incredible.
Jimenez, who has gone rogue and has played like he owes the mob money, into Bo Naylor. And then it should be Rocchio last. He's still going lefty heavy up top. Look, as long as Vogt doesn't learn his lesson that he's got to stagger this lineup to try to equalize against what AJ wants to do, it's going to play into your favor later in the game.
Right.
Because you're not lifting Kwan, you're not lifting Naylor. Manzardo is a good young hitter, but like there's a way to slot him into this lineup where this is why, and again, we're not doing ALCS talk. That Yankee order goes lefty, righty, lefty, righty, lefty, righty, and in there are spliced on some days up to three switch hitters. It's hard to do the stack. It's hard to do the, what do they call it? The chaos. I almost said the voodoo.
Mike, but you know what it is? You know what's universal with all coaches, no matter what sport it is? They all think that they're smarter than what they really are.
Truth.
So you know what? You think you got me. I'm actually smarter than you. Sometimes the simplest thing to do, that's what you expect me to do. Watch this. It's like, why didn't you just bat this person?
No, and again,
You just do this?
And again, I know Tiger fans don't care. I'm just trying to show you both sides of it. The easiest thing to do is what they did when they first traded for Lane Thomas. It should go Kwan Thomas, top two, and you put Manzardo down in the order and have a lefty bat down there for spacing. But whatever.
He has to show AJ, no, you got me yesterday, so I'm smarter than you today.
Tell him all about it. We'll get to the callers next, 97.1.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, straight to the people. Get you to pregame at 5:40. Game four of the ALDS opening night, Red Wings. Let's go to Rob. He's first in line. What's up, Robbie? How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad, everybody. How you guys doing?
Excellent. Thank you.
So, just a comparison to the 2006 Tigers, because that's the last time we were in that lull of the playoffs and that kind of stuff. You had a bunch of wily veterans that came in that year, along with like the Verlanders and a couple of young players. This team is so much better visually than that 2006 team that went to the World Series. They own this team. They're all very motivated to do what it takes to win. And I would dare you to find another team that has gone, that has had a stretch of wins like the like this year's Tigers have had to get to the playoffs.
Well, you can't. You got to go back to 1973, the New York Mets.
Yep, exactly.
It's the only two times in history that it's been done.
And Mike, your hesitation about tonight, I don't even think that should be a thing. These Tigers, they're just different. And when's the last time they lost two in a row? Was it against Kansas City in the last weekend of the year?
It'd be the White, yeah, it'd be the White Sox. Yeah, but I don't even count it. They clinched and they lost two in a row to the Sox. Yep. I wouldn't even hold it against them, Rob.
No, awesome. So I see them winning tonight, going to the ALCS. They're going to beat either the Yankees or the White or the Royals. It doesn't even matter who you throw at them at this point.
So you're on Team Rico.
If they lost in the World Series, would you guys be disappointed? Or would this be a building block to next year?
This is
a one-off. This is an anomaly.
This is all in right now.
Yes, 100%, because your own manager has said this is not sustainable over the course of the season. Now, are there parts of this that are building blocks? Like, look, Meadows, absolute building block. Going down to the minors as a non-functioning offensive player and spending 2 months on the farm, coming back, being able to be a guy I can hit at the top of the order and be a Gold Glove center fielder, yes, building block. Okay? You know, obviously what Skubal's done. Obviously the development of this bullpen. There are elements of this that are absolutely sustainable, but the collective and the success they're having at basically an 800 clip, the way they're doing it, no, not. This is right here, right now. This is the 07 New York Giants. You are on a run. Don't stop now. It's not repeatable. Yeah. Not in its current format, but we're not worried about that because that's for the offseason. In the here and now, yes, you have every right to believe your team can go and do this. I just choose not to do it without trepidation. And look, guys, I'm not different with my team. I got Gerrit Cole on the mound tonight in Kansas City. I'm facing Michael Wacha. I'm nervous. Closeout games are really hard. And Aaron Judge sucks. Okay.
You know what? Judge is getting better, Mike.
He's trash. Let's go to Jordan, 97.1. Jordan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that I believe that tonight is a must-win. The only way that we can beat your beloved Yankees is by having Skubal go out there three times next series. And I know that Rico mentioned that you can't pitch three times, but I know that Schilling and Verlander, they pitched on 2 days rest all the time. So I believe if we don't win tonight, we have no chance of beating either the Yankees.
Let me instill, Jordan, I want to instill confidence for you. And I mean this. There's no smart. I shoot straight with my teams, and I'd hope you'd give me that after 20 years in this town. Do you know why you have a good chance to beat the Yankees? The Yankees are only surviving in this series. The Royals, each game, in game one, they walked 8 Yankees. In game two, they walked 5. Last night, they walked an astounding 9 batters. The Yankees are never getting that from you. And the Yankees are barely getting by. I think you should have confidence that until or unless the Yankees can get on base in their own accord. And then actually, look, last night, case in point, bases loaded, one out. They got Soto and Judge coming up to the plate. Cue the Kenny whoopee cushion. I walked into it, bases loaded, one out, sounding like Snoop Dogg. The inning ends, and it was the Kenny cushion. Right. And there's the end of it. Again, think of the juxtaposition. Bases loaded, one out, Snoop Dogg. 10 minutes later. That was my night. You can beat the Yankees. I don't think it'll be easy. I don't think you're favored to do it. You can do it, regardless of whether Skubal pitches game one or not. You can. because the Yankees are not playing good baseball.
Rico, this was Mike.
I mean, David, I know people don't care, but it's part of the fun of sports. So just imagine yourself as a Tigers fan. I'm talking to my dad on the phone at the end of that inning, and I go, how am I supposed to possibly not be irate? One guy makes $500 million. The other's about to ask you for $600. I can't get a hit. Snoop Dogg's looking for a nut. I'm looking for a ball to go through the infield.
Yeah, but you end up winning the game.
So. I don't care. It's immaterial.
But don't let the facts get in the way, Mike.
You're right. The guy's going to ask for more than $500 million.
I got $1 billion in ball players, and all I needed was Jake Rogers. That's offensive to me. I mean, honest to God, Jake Rogers lining a double yesterday was a better swing than anybody not named Stanton last night for the Yankees. Jake Rogers, right? Jake Rogers.
You know, stuff.
And things and voodoo. And stuff. Let's go to Joe, 97.1. Joe, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike, how you doing, sir?
Good.
Hey, how you doing, Rico?
Hey, man.
Hey, I'm walking right up to the stadium now, and, you know, I'm super nervous about tonight for a couple reasons. You know, Josh Naylor, every time he gets up to the plate, I swear to God, I feel like that guy's going to bust a seam or he's going to bust a homer.
and you know his helmet's going to fly off.
Oh, absolutely. What's the deal with that? I mean, every single time he swings, the helmet flies off. That's crazy.
Ridiculous. But, we ought to give him Doug Karsh's bike helmet with a little chin strap on there.
Yes, yes. But I woke up this morning, so I have a bet with a friend that lives down in Cleveland, and the bet is one of us is going to run 10 miles in our driveway in a loop. And this morning, I woke up to a message, and he said his wife wants him to go talk to the neighbors so they don't think he's crazy when he's going to end up running those 10 miles tomorrow. So they don't even believe that they're going to win. They think we're going to win. And so now I'm kind of on the fence. I'm just so nervous, bro. I don't want to run 10 miles in my driveway.
Hold on. Please don't go anywhere. How did you come up with this idea? Because that's hilarious when you really think about it. You're running around in circles for probably half a day.
Oh, my God. So he and I actually go down to Ohio, and I do a 100-mile race every July. It's an ultra. So he and I, we're runners. You know, we do 50-mile races, 100-mile races. And we saw this video of a guy who had a baby, and he was training for a race, and he just ran back and forth up and down his driveway with a baby monitor. And, you know, and we just figured, hey, that's a good idea.
There has to be video of it. I'm sorry, but that will last a lifetime of your friendship. There has to be a video montage of this.
Could you imagine the neighbors are like, is he okay?
Oh, you have to tell the neighbors.
You do.
Someone will call the police.
That's what I was thinking. And she's totally like that. He's totally like that. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. But yeah, I think
now here's where it gets worse. Yeah, that, I feel bad for the spouse. Like, wait a minute. You agree to do what? Because your baseball team lost? No, I have to watch the kids now, and you're running in a loop in our driveway like a nut?
No, no. Take them with you. Put them in a stroller. Take them with you.
Oh, Jesus.
Up and down. Right. All right, boys. Good. Go Tigers.
Enjoy the game tonight. That's an amazing
Work bet. On that cardio. Take the kids with you. Push the stroller.
That's a fantastic bet.
It really is.
It's ridiculous, but it's fun. Right. Now let's go to the opposite end of the spectrum. Andy has no nerves about the game, and he's next on the ticket. What's up, Andy?
Hey, guys. Long-time listener, first-time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Welcome. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to say, you know, I heard your question about the nerves. I think that these guys have been playing fearless, you know, ever since the end of the season. Through that series with the Astros, I had more nerves about playing them, about pitching to Altuve. And I think these guys proved, you know, and I think it starts with A.J. Hinch and goes from there. These guys are cool, confident, and there's no fear, no nerves. I hope they keep it rolling. The magic has been fun. I think it's been great for the city, and go Tigers.
You got it, Andy. And again, it just shows you how funny sports is. I had zero nerves against the Astros. I viewed that series as a layup because I viewed the Astros as old and tired and stale, and Alvarez was on one knee.
Yeah,
I just didn't. And Framber Valdez is trash in the play. Like, it just shows you how funny it is. As he was nervous there, No, I think it's really just about knowing if they win. You're in the ALCS. Yeah. That's unfathomable.
I think for me, the nerves came. It was game two of this series. Okay, can Scooble go out there and even this thing up and come back to Detroit? Once that happened, you know what? I'm all good now.
Yeah. That's right, Snoop. Game four ALDS tonight. All right, so listen. Rico's convinced if you win tonight, you go to the World Series. Are they winning tonight, Rico? Ooh, Cat's got his tongue.
No.
Look at you.
What?
David, he waited until the final moments of the show to be the deflator.
Do oh, my gosh. What are you doing, Rico?
What a stunning. This is a heel turn. This is like when Hulk Hogan started dyeing his beard black. This is stunning. You were sitting here offering a BOGO that if they win tonight, they're going to the World Series, and you waited till now?
He did the Charlie Brown with the football. He's like, I caught you a dollar. Whoops.
They don't win tonight. They crush the Guardians tonight.
Okay.
Hold on now. What? Are you messing with me?
What?
My emotions? Are you serious? You really believe they're going to... Okay, I thought you were going the other way. Okay.
No. I think this is going to be one of those where they get out early and Cleveland just realizes, you know what, this isn't our year, and it's going to end up looking like that Dodgers game last night.
Oh, my. Really?
Wow, 8-0?
I mean, 8-0 would work for me. I got a lot to do tonight. I got to put together two NFL shows for tomorrow. So, yeah, sure. Here, I hope they score 3 touchdowns and win 21-0. I mean, whatever. I got stuff to do. I don't want to be stressing in a 13-inning baseball game.
Here we go.
David, a few ticket texts, and then we wrap. And game four is upon us, and away we go. We'll get you to the pregame show here in a couple of minutes.
No nerves playing with house money. David in Ann Arbor says, putting so much on Scooble is insane. The Orioles did sweep Verlander, Scherzer, and David Price back in the day. I like our chances, but let's pump the brakes on saying World Series.
You can't. Hey, stop using facts. Right? Because facts are negative. Me just saying I don't think you're steamrolling through an ALCS because you win tonight is negative. Oh, okay. Baseball's a weird game, guys, and you're a part of the weird.
Casa is already placing his lawn chair for the parade. I think it was still there, though, from the Wings when they won 6 in a row. So
yeah, well, he better bring a blanket, if you know what I mean. Ain't nobody trying to see that.
Oh, no. Lock it in. The Guardians look broken. The Tigers broke their spirit. It's a wrap. Wow. After yesterday,
They might be right. If they come out tonight and look lifeless, that ticket texter is going to be right. I mean, there's not nowhere to run from that.
Nick in Howe says, after yesterday, I am planning for a loss tonight, but full faith in Scooble for game 5.
I don't want to have to go back to Cleveland. It's a great advantage you have Scooble on the mound. Just remember something. They're going to see him a second time around in proximity. That's advantage other team. You don't want to go back there. So handle your business tonight. Celebrate here, right at home, on a beautiful fall day.
As they will.
No matter what, we'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 2. We'll wrap all of it. Enjoy your baseball.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.